This contribution is a collaborative work of the IEEE WINTAS 36 and the Max Planck Institute for Human Development. It is about how do humans decide under wind power forecast uncertainty. My name is Corinna Merlin, and my co-authors in this presentation are Nadine Fleischhut from the Max Planck Institute and my IEEE WINTAS 36 work package co-leader colleague Ricardo Bessa from Innistech in Portugal and our operating agent Gregor Giebel from DTU Wind. The work I'm presenting is an initiative on probabilistic forecast games and experiments that we started in late 2019 and where we work with decision experiments to empirically investigate the potential benefit of probabilistic forecasts for human decision making and to enable stakeholders to understand and explore their value and use. In the first experiment, which we launched in January 2020, 105 participants decided whether to trade 100% or 50% of the energy of an offshore wind park facing the possibility of a high-speed shutdown. Decisions were based on deterministic and probabilistic ensemble forecasts and scored based on a cost function reflecting the high risk of a missed event and respective penalties. Overall, the majority of the participants benefited from probabilistic ensemble forecasts. Participants made more correct decisions and took less risk when this was appropriate. Almost all preferred a type of probabilistic forecast for their decision. The results encouraged us to develop a second experiment, as we could demonstrate that decision-making can benefit from probabilistic forecasts and that probabilistic forecasts were also perceived as more useful. The poster provides a summary of these results and the setup of this new experiment together with a link to the online tool. The new experiment is slightly different from the first one, as we work with a wind farm in complex terrain, and the decisions are separated between deterministic and probabilistic ensemble forecasts. We also asked about the confidence level after each decision. I would like to encourage everybody interested or working in their daily routines with forecast and decision-making problems to take half an hour and play the game. The experiment is a mixture of training and learning tool, as well as a perfect platform for us to learn about the barriers and the psychological effects on decisions.